Towards the middle of the Omer, Ma'ika. We had Machlokas Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Rebbe as to why by Grusha Chalutza to a Kohen Hedyet or an Almona to a Kohen Gadol, they didn't take away her Ksuba, and why by Shnios, Midivrei Sofrim, they did take away the Ksuba. So, Rav Shimon ben Elazar said that wherever there's a psul, he's pasul, she's pasul, or the children are pasul, there, what's it called, they didn't take away the ksuba, and wherever they're both kosher, there they did take away the ksuba. And the Gemara says, what's it called, and Rebbe says, it depends on if it's divrei Torah or divrei sofrim. If it's divrei Torah, it doesn't need chizuk, they didn't make any knas. Divrei Sofrim needs a chizuk, they made a knas and took away the ksuba. And then the Gemara says, another reason, who initiates the aveira, him or her? Okay. In the case of the Kohen, what's it called? He initiates the aveira, so we don't take away the ksuba, he suffers. And in the case of Shniel, she initiates. And then the Gemara had a shaila, who does that go? Who's this reason? Is this an extended reason, explanation of the reason of Rav Shimon ben Elazar? The reason why, if they're both kosher, we cancel her, is because when they're both kosher, she wants to get married more than him, and therefore she initiates, she pushes him, she pulls him into the Aveira. Mashain came with as a psul, she's not going to passel herself for her children. There, he's the one who's the aggressive one. Okay. Or the Gemara says, maybe that Tam of Margila is according to Rebbe, and he had Harata from his original reason. Because his original reason doesn't hold water because of Chalutza. Chalutza is only the Rabbanan, and still, they, what's it called, took away the Ksuba. So they didn't take away the Ksubas, even though it's the Rabbanan. On that, Rebbe said, no, where you need another reason. And that is, wherever they are, what's it called, wherever she is the initiator, then we take away the ksuba. Wherever he's the initiator, we don't take away the ksuba. Okay. Now the Gemara asks, my ikka bein Rebbe lub Shimon Elazar. What difference does it make if the reason is because wherever it's midoraisa, they didn't make a knas, midorabbanan they did, to make a chizuk? That's, Rebbe's reason, and Rav Shimon ben Elazar's reason, that what's it called, whether both kosher or whether pasul, what's the difference? Amar Rav Chisda, Mamzeres and Nesinah LiYisrael Ikabinayu. The nafkamina would be, one nafkamina would be a Mamzeres or Nesinah to a regular Yisrael. So Mandi Amar Doraisa Hanami Doraisa. Right. According to the Mandi Amar who says the Raisa Rebbe, that it makes a difference whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbanon. So here it's also the Raisa. And since it's the Raisa, it doesn't need a chizuk, we don't take away the ksuba. Mandi Amar Mesha, hu margila, ha hi margila le. But according to the Mandi Amar who says that it's only where he initiates the Aveira do we not take away the ksuba. If she initiates the Aveira, then we do. Here, she's going to initiate the Aveira because anyway she's possible, so she's not making herself any more possible. Right? Rashi, you'll see. She's not going to get any worse because of him. A Mamzeres and a Sino marry a Ben Yisrael, right, is not going to make herself any worse than she was before. So she's not going to worry about the fact that she's becoming Pasul, but Mela, she wants to get married. So she's going to initiate the Aveira. Umahadrili Nosli Yisrael, Kedela Halo Zara. Right, she's going to want to raise her children up. How come? She'll marry a regular Yisrael, she'll have a way to be Matayer, Mamzerim at least, Matayer her children. The Afagav Dibinon Omi Mamzer, even though her child's going to become a Mamzer, the Kaimalon Holach Acher Psulin, you always go after the Psul, so even though it's a kosher Jew marrying a Mamzeres, the child's a Mamzer. Afilu hachi kiven di ika takanto l'mamzerim k'ra tarfet. Rav Tarfet holds yicholim l'mamzerim l'tayer. How we already had this. That a mamzer marries a shifcha. The children are avadim. He sets them free in the kosher yidin. Okay? Because the children go after the shifcha. There's a special halacha. They go after not the psul, but after the shifcha. They're not his children. And then he sets them free in their kosher agerim. The Omer b'kiddushin yicholim mamzerim l'tayer. Torcho minsla Israel. So, since she's not going to become any more possible by marrying Israel, and her children, just the opposite, will have a chance to become kosher if she marries Israel, so she will initiate the Aveira. Since she's initiating the Aveira, even though it's what's it called an Issa Doraisa, we cancel her and we take away the Ksuba. But according to Rebbe, that it depends whether it's Doraisa or the Rabbanon, we, what's it called, don't take away the Ksuba because it's a Doraisa. Mara says, yeah, that's good, but not according to Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer, the Omer Hariza Evin Umamzer, Holo Margalele. But according to Rebbe Lezer argues on a Tarfon, and he says that a Shifcha that marries a Mamzer, the child is a Mamzer. So she's going to passel her children. Right? She's not going to gain anything over here by marrying this Israel. She's going to remain possible and her children are going to be psulim, right? So halo margalele, she's not going to initiate this marriage. She has nothing to gain from this marriage, right? Velomide. So then there won't be a nafgamina, because since she's not causing it, we won't take away her ksuba according to either one. According to the one who says it's the rice, so we don't take away the ksuba. And according to the man d'omer that she initiates it, she's not initiating it. Rashi or Belezer, the poligale de Reb Tarfon. The Omer Mamzer Shenosa Shifcha, the Holy Ben, Eino Nitor Min Amazeros, right? Bishvil Avduso, the Hu Evidu Mamzer, he's an Evid and a Mamzer. Hakivin the Leka Takanta Lazara, Lomahadra Lemitzel Zari, the Gavra, the Fihishi Matnitoso Tomis. Right, she's not going to initiate this marriage because she's not gaining anything, and she's causing his children to be possible. So she's not going to initiate and pull him into a marriage that's going to passel his children when she doesn't gain anything, because she's going to have constant fights with her husband. He's always remember, you made my children passel. So since she has nothing to gain from this marriage and she's going to make him lose, she won't initiate, she won't pull him into the marriage. So therefore, according to both of them, she shouldn't lose her ksuba. So that can't be the nafkamina. Mara says, Elo Omer Rav Yosef, Maze Grusha Mishenise Sika Binayim. Nafkamina would be a man who remarries his divorced wife after she married somebody else and then got divorced again, or he died or whatever. So he's also to her. Okay? Man Domer Doraisa Honome Doraisa. So this is Doraisa, Lo Yuchal Bai Lo Harishon Lo Shuv Lekachta. Right? That's an Issa Doraisa. So according to one who says, Vain Issa Doraisa, she doesn't lose the Ksuba. Here's an Issa Doraisa. But according to the one who says it, it depends if she's initiating the marriage or not. And when she pulls him into the marriage, she loses her ksuba. Here she would lose the ksuba, because she's pulling him into the marriage. Why? Rashi, Mazik Rushasa Mishanisais. After she got married to somebody else, and then he died or divorced her, she remarried her original husband, which is Aser. So in that case, she has nothing to lose, because Marzeh Grusha, so is what's it called, she was possible anyway to a kosher, she was a Grusha, right? Beyond the fact that she's not going to become now any more Aser, and her children are not going to be Mamzerim, so she has nothing to lose, so she'll pull him into the marriage. Mashain Kane, what's it called, if you hold it's the Raisa, it's the Raisa. So if you hold, she's pulling him into the marriage, she'll pull him into the marriage. And she loses her ksuba. If you hold Zderaisa, Zderaisa, and she doesn't lose her ksuba. Mara says, no. Rabbi Akiva, Domer Yesh Mamzer Mechai Ve'Lavim, Holo Margalele. No, according to Rabbi Akiva, that Chai Ve'Lavim, including Mazi Vrushoso, the child's a Mamzer, so she has what to lose. Her children will be Mamzerim. Right? So what's it called? She's not going to do that. She's not going to initiate this marriage and make her children psulim. Elam Rav Papa Beulah LeKohen Gadol Yikbinayu. The difference between them would be Be'ula L'Kohen Gadol. Again, it's Doraisa, and she shouldn't lose her Ksuba. But Man Domer Doraisa, Hanami Doraisa, Man Domer Neshe, Hu Margila, Hahi Margilale. Here she's going to initiate it. Why? Because her children, right, will not be a Be'ula to a Kohen Gadol. Her children will not be possible. Right. Her children are not going to be possible. Let's see one second. Be'ula, Pnuya L'Kohen Gadol. She is not a Grusha, she's just a Be'ula. So she's not a Besula. So it's only an essay, right? For who, Isha, so essay, Ika, Besula, Velo Be'ula. The Lav, Habo, Mechlal, essay, essay. The Lav, the Zona, Leka, Hocha. The Ein Zona, El Hanivel, is Biasura. Right? So, Biasura meaning that it's a Lav. And here it's not a Lav. So a Be'ula, the Kohen Gadol, whether she loses her ksuba or not, is going to be a nafkamina. If it's because it's Doraisa, here it's also Nisra Doraisa, it's a Nisra Asay. But if it's because she will initiate the marriage and then she loses her ksuba, here she'll initiate the marriage because she has nothing to lose. Where it says, that's not true. Her children will be possible. Because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that even Chai Ve'esei produce a cholo. Not only Lavin, but even Chai Ve'esei produce a cholo, she's going to apostle her children. So she's not going to initiate this marriage. Cholo Margalele, Cholo Midi, and then there'll be the same halacha. She doesn't lose her ksub according to both of them. Elam Ravashi, Mazis Sofek Sotaso Ikabinayu. A woman was warned not to be alone with a man by her husband, and she was alone in front of Aiden. Now, either she goes through the process of Sota, or she's also to her husband. Okay? So, that's the case where it'll be an afkamina. Why? Man diomer deraisa, honami deraisa. She's also to her husband, right, until she'll go through the process. And, man diomer neisha, he, who, margilo, ha, he, margilo, le. She's going to want to initiate this marriage. Right? One second, Rashi, Bezman Yaakov, Bahabolivinto, Sufik Sota, Shekina Love and Isra. He warned her, and she was alone with the guy that he warned her against. So now, either she drinks, goes through the process, or she's also to her husband. The Koya Lobi Isura Dioraisa, the Chsi, the Nitmosh Nepanim, Echad the Baal, Echad the Boel. Holo Margalele, the Nichale Lish does not. So the, what's it called? She's not going to. And so the first thing where it said that she is wants to she's going to initiate the case over. She has nothing to lose. Her children aren't going to be mamzerim, right? She's not going to passel her by living with her, right? So what she have to lose? So she'll initiate. So then where it says what?
She has a lot to gain.
She has a lot to gain by
Mesot won't work.
Yeah, well, okay, yeah, one second. That's what the Mara says. Mara says, Masu ben Choresh, the Omra, Fibu Holoch Bailu Hashkoso, Bo Aleo Bederech, Aso Zona, Holo Margalele. She's not going to initiate it, right, because she's going to become a Zona. Even what, but you're right, she has what to gain, she, the water will be bodic her, right, but she won't gain really be, not becoming also, then she'll be also for good, because the only way she can become Mutter is going through the process. So if she can't go to the process, she's lost it. Right? But the Maisa, the problem is that she's going to become possible. Because even a Sufik Sota, whose husband is Bo'aleha, makes her a Zona. So according to that, she has what to lose. So she's not going to initiate it. She's not going to initiate, then it's going to be the same halacha according to both of them. It's still Raisa, and she doesn't initiate, she doesn't lose her Ksuba. So that can't be the difference. Rashi, holo margalele. She'd rather drink first and not become and not what's it called and not and then she'll be mutter to her husband than live with him be'isser and become a zon and be pasul l'kohuna. Mar says Ella Omer Mar Baravashi Sota Vada Ikibinayo. A woman who's mezana tachas baila, right? She committed adultery. Sota Vada. Right, she lived with another man, so she's also to her husband, right? She's also to her husband, and he can never live with her again. So if he lives with his wife, who lived with somebody else, here the nafka mina is, it's an issa d'oraisa. So what's it called? So since it's an issa d'oraisa, she doesn't lose her ksuba, according to Rebbe. But she's going to initiate it because she has nothing to lose. We'll see in 1 second, Rashi will say she does have something to lose, but there's an answer to it. Rashi, Sota Vade, Eshasi Shazinsa. The Asira Lemidyoraisa, the Seed, the Hilo Nispasa, the Mashma Hoyle below Nensa Asura. Only if she was forced, doesn't she become, she doesn't become Asura to her husband, a regular Bas Yisrael. But if she wasn't forced, she lived willingly with another man, she's Asura to her husband. The Ikash Yohanami Chaivilavani. Chora, it's Chaivilavin. And according to Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbanan, the Polygle, the Biosi, Ben Keeper of Perakama, the Amri Achri Asher Utamar, the Rabbi Sota. The Lifrach Rabbi Akiva, the Omri Yesh Mamzer, same thing. She won't initiate it because if it's Chai Vilavim, and according to Rabbi Akiva, Mamzeris is caused by Chai Vilavim, she has what to lose. She'll make her children possible. Where it says, La Pirchai, that's not a kasha. The Ikala Truth say, the Omri Nlael, Bachole, Tzakol Movi, the Bola Sota, Shena Vlad Mamzer, even Rabbi Akiva. I think Gemara could say that everybody agrees in Rabbi Akiva that there's one case that's Chai V'Lavin that even Rabbi Akiva agrees is not a mamzer. That's Bo'al Ishto, who, what's it called, who's Mizana. There's no mamzer. There's no mamzeris. It's his wife, even though she's also to him, doesn't create mamzeris. So therefore, since there's no psul, even though since it's Doraisa, she's going to cause him, she's going to pull him into the marriage and live with him again. And she wants to get married more than him, so she's going to pull him in. Therefore, according to Reb Shimon Elazar, she's going to lose her ksuba. According to Rebbe, since it's an issur d'oraisa, doesn't need chizuk, she won't lose her ksuba. Okay. Continue.
What does she care if she gets the din of
zizot? No, it should be pasul to a coin.
She is anyway. Why?
Alive.
She's an
issur. No, so he'll die someday.
No, this way
she's thinking in the future, right?
No, but
she's not, she doesn't want to burn her bridges.
Husband.
What?
She can go back to her husband.
Yeah, fine, but I don't want to, you know, like a woman, the Gemara says, where do we have that? A woman's like David in Shabbos. A woman's always looking ahead, you know, to see what will be, you know, well, today I have this husband, you know, what will be tomorrow. She doesn't want to, what's it called, burn her bridges.
Just mocked him a Israelis who marries a Kohen, so she eats truma from the time of Nisuin. If her husband dies and he leaves her with a child, then she also eats truma. If she's only pregnant, she doesn't eat truma. A Bas Kohen eats truma. If she marries Israel, so she stops eating truma. If he dies, she goes back and she's not pregnant, or she's not pregnant, or doesn't have a child, she goes back to eat truma again, as if she would be back in her father's home. Okay, so now the mission says like this: Bas Yisrael mureshes l'kohen. Bas Yisrael didn't have nisuin with a kohen, just an erusin, or mu'beres mikohen, or she's pregnant from a kohen, she hasn't yet given birth. Right, the kohen died, and she's mu'beres, and she what's it called? If she had a child, she would eat truma, but she doesn't have a child yet. And an uber is not ma'achil, and it's posel, we learned before. Shomeris yavam l'kohen. Or her husband, the kohen, died and left her a shomeris yavam to his brother, the kohen. That's not good enough to eat truma. The same bas kohen li Yisrael. The same thing goes for a bas kohen to Yisrael. Lo tocha b'truma. And the same thing goes with Bas Kohen to Yisrael. In any of these situations, she's Ma'uras to Yisrael, so she loses her rights to Itruma. Even though it doesn't give her rights to Itruma, if she'd be a Bas Yisrael to a Kohen, it makes her lose her rights to Itruma. She's a Bas Kohen engaged to Yisrael. Or if she's Muberes from Yisrael, the Vlad passels her from eating Truma. And even though she's a Bas Kohen. Or she's Shomeris Yavam to Yisrael. So she also loses her right to eat truma. Bas Yisrael mureses Levi. Bas Yisrael, who is engaged to a Levi, muberes milevi, or pregnant from a Levi, shomeres yovin lelevi. V'chein bas Levi liYisrael osocha b'maiser. And we'll see the Gemara says it's going according to Rav Meir holds only a Levi is allowed to eat maiser, Levi or a Kohen, but a Zohar is not allowed to eat maiser rishon. We hold that not like that anybody can eat maiser rishon. You have to give it to the Levi, but anybody can eat it. So here it's going according to Rav Meir that only a Levi or a Bas Levi could eat maiser. So the same halacha applies. V'chein bas Levi liYisrael osocha b'maiser. Bas Levi mureses l'kohen. What if she is a Bas Levi and she's mureses l'kohen? Muberes mikohen. Shomeres yodin l'kohen. V'chein bas kohen l'levi. Losocha lo b'truma v'lo b'maiser. She loses her rights. From all of these things, she loses her rights in truma or maiser, and she doesn't get the rights of truma and maiser that she would get if she'd be fully married to the other one. Okay. Rashi. Losocha b'truma k'disnan v'perek almona ha'uber v'ha'yovim v'ha'irisin poslin v'lo machilin. An uber, yovim, or erisin can passel a, it's enough to take you away from being a bas kohen if it's to Israel, and it's not enough to make you from a bas Israel to a kohen to make you be able to eat truma. It passels and it doesn't, not machil. Lo tochel b'maiser. The Gemara parach zora gufe milo achlo b'maiser. Anybody can eat maiser. The Gemara doesn't ask that question. Lo b'trum v'lo b'maiser truma k'damoran. The leviya nomi le'inyan truma zorahi. Right, a Leviya can't eat truma either. Only a kohen can eat truma, or a bas kohen. Maiser mefarshim. Why don't the Gemara explain the case of maiser? Okay, Gemara says utahe zora. Let her be a zora by the case of a bas levi, even if she who's engaged to Israel. Let's say she wouldn't be a bas levi at all. She'd be a Israelis, right? Zora milach with a maiser. Anybody can eat maiser. So what? Why does she lose her rights to eat maiser? Nobody loses their rights to eat maiser. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Halmani Rav Meir. The Mishnah goes like Meir. The Amar Maaser Rishon also the Zorim. Rav Meir holds that just like Truma is also to a Zor, Maaser is also Maaser Rishon is also Osir to a Zor. Only a Levi or we'll see a Kohen can also eat what's it called Maaser. Mar Miloach of Maaser Rashi calls Zor Lo Yochal Kodesh Ksiv. Maaser Rishon Lav Kodesh Ikri. Right, everybody but Rav Meir holds that Maaser is not called Kodesh and anybody can eat Maaser. The Tanya, where do we see Rav Meir holds like that? Truma le Kohen or Maaser Rishon le Levi div Rav Meir. Truma goes to the Kohen and Maaser Rishon to the Levi. That's what Rav Meir said. Rav Elazar ben Azariah matiro le Kohen. Right, Rav Elazar ben Azariah says that Maaser Rishon is also mutter to a Kohen. Matiro mechlal di kumando asar. Right, Elaema knows no afla kohen. Does anybody hold that a kohen can't eat maaser? Right, if a lady can eat maaser, a kohen is also a lady. So that a kohen can eat maaser. Elamai he means not only can he eat the maaser, he gets the maaser too. He can, even though the Torah says you give it to the lady, you can give it to a kohen also. Okay, so now the Rashi says truma the kohen, the sinosa the kohen. You give truma to the kohen. Maiserishon levi, ktani maiser levi, dumi the truma the kohen. But it said it compared the two, because really Rav Meir didn't have to tell me that truma goes to a kohen. Very posh of the thing. The Torah says truma goes to a kohen. Only a kohen can eat it. So why would I have to say that? Just tell me that maiserishon goes to the levi, right? Elamai is coming to tell me that just like truma, only a kohen can eat it. Maiser only a levi can eat it. Do me the truma the coin. Ma truma achilosa kinesina. So just like truma, the one who gets it eats it. Right? The kohen, the lolazar. At meiser le levi, achilosa le levi, the lolazar. So too, meiser goes to the levi, only a levi can eat it, and not a zar. The e lav hachi, because that's not the pshat. The pshat is to tell me who gets it. Svarale le mayor, truma le maik toni. Hachi svarale le mayor, truma le maik toni. What do you tell me truma for? Noi the Maaser it's Rihle Lahuria de Lo Yavinu Le Kohen, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Maaser, you had to tell me, goes to a Levi and not to a Kohen, because as Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah who holds, you could give Maaser to a Kohen too. So the mayor needed to tell you, Maaser goes to a Levi, not to a Kohen. But what do you have to tell me, Truma goes to the Kohen for? Who else to go to? There's no other opinion. Right? Ela truma lamali. It must be to compare truma to meiser to truma. Just like truma goes to the kohen and he eats it, meiser goes to Levi and only he can eat it. Since Rabbi Lazar is talking about mutter, it's mutter to give. So Mishlama, the first ones are also not who you give it to, but who it's mutter to eat also, heter and isser. Okay. My time as a Rabbi Meir. Oh no. Mechlal de ikal amanda osser. Maisel le kohen lecho bitmir. Does anybody hold that a Kohen can't eat Maiser? Right? Even in those who hold that only a lady can eat Maiser, but a Kohen is also a lady. So Vade he can eat it. Means you can also give it to the Kohen. Lav Dafka give it to a lady. No snoach le Kohen. Time that the Gemara explained the reason why you can give Maiser to a Kohen, even though the Torah says to give it to the lady. My time of the Reb Meir. Why does Reb Meir hold that, what's it called, that only a lady can eat Meiser? It's Osir Tzart. Rav Acha b'rei de Rabba mishmei de Gemara. Rav Acha said in the name of Rabba, in the name of Reb Meir. Now, as he had a Kabbalah, Rashi says, all the way back to Reb Meir. He's not saying a pshat in Reb Meir, he's saying what Reb Meir said. We have a tradition, this is what Reb Meir explained himself. Rashi mishmei the Gemara, kach kibul mirabo v'rabo mirabo ad Reb Meir sheshama mishmo. He heard it in Reb Meir's name, mamish. The lav min da take him before Shatan. He's not saying his own pshat in Reb Meir. He's reporting what Reb Meir said. The pshat in Reb Meir was ki es meiser bnei Yisrael ashiyorimu l'Hashem truma. It says that the meiser the bnei Yisrael give ashiyorimu l'Hashem truma. So it compares meiser to truma. Ma truma surah lezorim, just like truma is also to a zar, af maiserishan also lezorim, so too maiserishan is also to somebody who's a zar, who's not the lady. Mer says, ima truma chayovin lov misa v'chomesh, af maiser chayovin lov misa v'chomesh. And I think, therefore, if someone ate maiser, who's not a lady, he v'chayiv misa, misa b'dei shemaim, just like if you eat truma, and you chayiv to pay a chomesh, if you ate it, just like truma, by truma it says umesu bo, only truma is chayiv misa. The yosad chamishi so a lot bo v'lob a meiser, all of v'lob a meiser. Two miyutim, one that you're not chayiv misa, and the other that you're not chayiv a chomesh if you eat it. For rabbanon, what do the rabbanon do with this pasuk that Rechora says calls meiser truma? Rabbanan matruma tovelis at meiser rishon nomi tovel. The Rabbanan learn a different connection between truma and meiser. It's not connected for everything. It's that just like if you don't take truma out of the tevel, it remains tevel, and you chayiv misa for it. So too, if you don't take meiser out of the what's it called the tevel, it's also to eat. It remains tevel. See if it's also the misa or not. But in any case, it's also. Kiritanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yochalo Yehechayiv El Al Tevel Shalahurim Menu Kol Iker. I might think that Tevel is only if you didn't take any of the Matanas out. Then you chayiv for Tevel. Huram Menu Truma Gedola, Velahurim Menu Maiserishon. You took off Truma, but you didn't take Maiserishon. You took off Maiserishon, Velo Maisersheni. Bafilo Maiserani, which is just like Tzedakah. If you didn't take off the Maiserani, right, everybody can eat Maiserani. Still, if you didn't take it off, you left it in the crops, it's still tevel. Menayin, Tamad Lomer, Lo Sucha Lecho B'Shorecha. It says, you can't eat Maiserani in your gates. Ulahalan Hu Omer, V'Ochlu B'Shorecha V'Saveyu. And later on it says that you could eat it. We can eat Maiserani. Masharecha Omer Lahalan Maiserani. Just like the second Shorecha is referring to Maiserani, the first one also is also to Maiserani too. That if you didn't take off the Maiserani, you can't eat the crabs. The Omer Achmona Lo Sucha, you can't eat. Rashi, Matruma Tovela, she calls man shlohufer shachayovim nisa lechiloso shel tevel to ha nisa ksibe. You have nisa for eating tevel as long as you didn't take everything out of it. That's Rashi Shita, mostly shown and learned like that, that anything that's left, any of the matanos, renders the thing still tevel. It doesn't become not tevel, and tevel the Torah says you chayiv misa for. And what's it called? The Rambam holds not like that. The Rambam holds you're only chayiv misa if you have in the tevel truma that you didn't take, or trumas misa, which both of those things you chayiv misa for. But if you what's it called didn't take off misa ani, or you didn't take off misa rishon, you're only chayiv alav, but not misa. Okay, but you took off truma and truma's meiser, but you didn't take off the original meiser, or you didn't take off the what's it called the you didn't take off meiser ani, right, or meiser sheni. You're not chayiv misa. You're only chayiv alav. Af meiser rishon tovel, the af agav to be day like a misa, even though eating meiser rishon there's no misa, even if you hold that only a lady could eat it. Chayov and misa la tevel. Shalahupers, my sarisha mimenu. But you chayav misa and tevel that my sarisha wasn't taken out of. Okay. Again, the Rambam argues on that, that if you took off Trumas Meiser before you took off the Meiser, or you took off what's it called, and took off Truma, you're not chayav misa for tevel. Or afilu Meiserani, the keel, kitzdaka bialma. The laf tzad kedush is bay, anybody can eat Meiserani. It's like tzedaka. Still, if you didn't separate it, then you chayav. Either a lav or misa for eating the tevel. The ochlu b'sharecha b'shonashlishis mishtoikra. Talking the third year where you have maaser ani, then you eat the aniim. Eat it b'sharecha. Hachi garsinen v'kom rachmona lo suchal. The imei hosum have them in a lav of a misa lo kamashon. What we get here? Okay. Samara says. So we're learning now from this pasuk lo suchal lecho b'sharecha. And the ochlu b'sharecha, that if you didn't take off any of the matanos, that it's your chayiv. So the Chora, the Gemara said, the Rabbanan needed the other pasuk for that. That it compares Meiser to Truma. Just like Truma, if you didn't take it off, it's Tevel. Right? Same thing, if you didn't take off Meiser. So why do I need two psukim to sum in the same thing? Right? The imei hasam, havi aminu lalav. If only from this pasuk, I would say it's only a lav. Aval nisa lo, but you don't get nisa. And here it's talking, according to the Rambam, with Trumas Meiser, or what's it called, Truma, but not Meiser on itself. Kamash Malon, and therefore you need the other pasuk to tell me that it's just like Truma that you chayiv Misa. And according to most Rishon, you chayiv Misa for anything that you didn't take off, and it's still Tevel, it's any of the Matanish and Nigavop, you chayiv Misa. Lishnachrin, another way of learning this. Maiserishon the tovel mid Rav Yossi Nafka. The Gemara asked it as a question: why do you have to learn according to the Rabbanan Truma and Maiser, one from the other? That just like Truma renders, if you didn't take off Truma, it renders it tevel. So too, if you didn't take off Maiser, we learn that from Rav Yossi. No achlu b'sharecha. Gemara says no. Imiyahi avaminu lalav. It's only a lav if you eat tevel that didn't have matanas taken from it, Maiser on you, whatever. Avol misa lo kamash malon, that it's mamish like truma. If you didn't take off truma, you chayiv misa. There's a big machlokas here. It doesn't fit because Rashi seems to say like not like the Rambam, even though you could learn Rashi like the Rambam. But the big machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, why you're chayiv on tevel misa. Rashi seems to learn because since you didn't take the truma out, and you're chayiv misa for truma. So Mamela, it's like eating what's it called? It's like eating truma. Tosha says that can't be, because then a kohen should be allowed to eat tevel. So it could be that not. The heter of truma for a kohen is only after you separate it. But when it, before it's separated, even the kohen is not allowed to eat the truma mixed in with the rest of the things. Okay, but the Rashi learns that the din of tevel, the chi of misa, comes from the truma. Therefore, it's only if you didn't take up truma's misa, it's also misa. So if those two are left in, then you're chayiv because you're eating trumas meiser or truma that's mixed in with the others. But if you eat meiser ani mixed in, there's no chiyuv for eating meiser ani, and therefore it's some a new lav, but it's not misa. The Tosfos learns has nothing to do with truma. It's a separate new Isser of Tevel. And until you took everything out, that Isser of Tevel of Nisa remains. So it could be this totally in that shy. Whether if you took out Truma and Truma's Meiser, but you didn't take out Meiser Ani, it's Osir. Is it Osir Bechiyuv Nisa or it's Stam Osir? Right, according to the pshat, that the reason you're chayiv nisa on tevel is because it's truma or truma's meiser, or vadi meiser on you wouldn't be chayiv nisa. According to the pshat, it's a new iser. And until you take everything off, there's an iser nisa on tevel, then the chiddush is, even if you didn't take off meiser on you, that iser applies and you're chayiv nisa. Rashi? No Rashi. Okay, right. The mayo kimta karevi meir. You set up our Mishnah that it's like Reb Meir. Ema Sefer, look at the Sefer. Vaslevi Muresis Lekoin. A Vaslevi who is engaged to a Kohen. Ubas Kohen Levi, or Bas Kohen is engaged to a Levi. Lo Socha, lo bit Truma velo Meisa. She can't eat Truma or Meisa. Why not? Why not Meisa? Right? Hacha my Zora Seeker. What kind of Zora is there? At least she's a Bas Kohen. Monach Shach, she should be able to eat. Right, Rashi? My Ema of Vaslevi. No Rashi yet. Okay. Amrav Sheshes, my Eino Cheles Diktani, Eino Nosenis Rishus Litro. She can't take off Truma, right, herself, until she's married. But she can't take from her husband the Aurus is Truma or Meiser without his permission, without him making her a Shliach. She can't do it on her own. Okay, but if she's married, she can. But if she would be married, she could take off Trumas and Maisras without her husband's permission. Yeah, in. For Atanya is a Brisa. V'achaltem also v'chol mokom atem uveishchem limit on Nesua Bas Yisrael shenosenes v'shus litrom. That a Nesua, a Bas Yisrael, is married to a Kohen, can take off the what's it called, the Truma or Maisr without her husband's permission. Rashi, my eno cheles diktoni kula masnis megabi meiser, eno nosenis rishus. That's not going like a mayor. When it says she can't eat meiser, now we're saying it does not like a mayor, and anybody can eat meiser. When it says that she can't eat meiser, it doesn't mean she can't eat it. It means she can't take it off without permission of her husband. It means what? Kula masnis megabi meiser, eno nosenis rishus lishlucha litro meiser shel orus. Her husband, the lady, who's not really her husband yet, he's just an arus, right, has meiser. Now that lady has to take off Trumas meiser before he can eat the meiser and give Trumas meiser to the Kohen. So if she is married to the lady, she can take off Trumas meiser, give it to the Kohen and eat the meiser. But if she's not married, she's only an arus to the lady, she can't, without his permission, without his shlichus, take off Trumas Meiser, and therefore she can't eat the Meiser because there's Trumas Meiser mixed in. Okay. Until her husband will either make her a Shliach or do it herself. Latanya Vachaltam also Bechomokom Atem Uveishchem Limid on the Sua Bas Yisrael Shenosenes Rishos Litrom. Right. From here we learn that in the Sua Bas Yisrael can, what's it called, can give rishus, though she can even make a shliach, she can do it herself. She obviously can do it herself. She can even make a shliach to take off Trumas Meiser, even though her husband doesn't know about it. That's because it says, Atem uveishchem, you and your wife. Bayis is your wife. V'chaltem osom v'chomokom atem uveishchem, hishva ha'kosuv ishtolo, atem and beishchem ishto. Limit Abbas Yisrael Nesu with a lady who could take off Trumas Meiser without her husband's permission. Okay. Whatever is called taking off. Somebody gave the lady Meiser, but he didn't take off the Trumas Meiser yet. So his wife, right, can take from that Meiser. They gave the Meiser to the lady. Lady has Meiser. He has to take 1/10 of that now and give it to a Kohen. So only he's allowed to do that. His Arusa can't. What?
Earlier on,
somebody gave it to the lady.
Yeah.
So they, what's it called? They gave her it.
Yes.
Yeah, you're only chayiv misa if you didn't kori shame. If you kori shame, then it's not tevel anymore, but you're stealing from the oni, you're stealing from whatever. Right, then it's gezer, but it's maaser oni you're eating. You're eating regular and maaser oni mixed together.